Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and Saturday's game was incredible. 56 saves by Hannah Hogenson, 27 block shots by your team. Defensively, your team did everything they needed to win a game, but what would you ask more of them here today?
Well, to start, don't give up quite as many shots. To expect your goalie to keep it at zeros, facing that kind of pressure, that's asking an awful lot. And just, again, going back on the film, there was, again, loved our compete level, loved our, we just took it a period at a time. We just really focused on, we wanted to either win or tie every period. That was our, and we said, let's not look past the first period. And then we got past that and said, now it's all about the second period. And, we got to that third period. It was a tie game, which is exactly what we wanted to do. And but I think today we just showed them clips where we can be better. We felt we gave up the zone too easily. We allowed them really easy entries. And a lot of it has to do with the speed they come at you with. And it's just, you're obviously defense don't want to get beat, so they're backing up. But it's a combination of what our forwards can do and also what our defense can do together to hopefully slow them down through the neutral zone and force them, rather than being able to gain the zone carrying the puck, to have to dump the puck. And now we have a chance to get it out.
Well, the Badgers average 4.6 goals per game. Is one stat that I saw after the fact. Your team held them to zero. How was your team able to do that besides the goaltending and the block shots?
Yeah, I'll start with Hannah for sure. I mean, she was outstanding. It was one of the best performances I've seen a goalie have in my 8 years, to come into this building and to put up a shutout, through 65 minutes and facing the shots she did, that was really, really impressive. But, again, we just worked hard on helping her out. We kept a lot of the shots to the perimeter. Obviously, they got a lot of shots on their power play opportunities, including the 5-on-3 and the 4-on-3. But, and there were certainly, four or five grade A's where there was point blank. But I thought, for the most part, we did a good job of keeping them on the perimeter and then also cleaning up. Not a lot of rebound opportunities. And, she certainly helped herself with her rebound control of one, either swallowing the puck or two, deflecting it in an area where that nobody could get a stick on it. So it was kind of a combination of everybody working hard together. And obviously, like you said, the block shots, that speaks for the courage of her teammates.
Well, during that 5-on-3 penalty kill, you had two freshmen out there, McKenna Deering and Ella Anik. It shows how much you trust them, but what do you see in those two on the PK?
Yeah, well, they've earned it. Really good instincts. That's number one. They have good sticks. The instinct part is really, really important because they can, see a play before it happens and kind of anticipate. You've got to have active sticks, and then you have to have the courage to get in shot and block shots. And I think Ella had 6-7 on her own yesterday. They're there for a reason. And I thought they did a really, really good job in a high-pressure situation against an outstanding team.
When you go up against a team like the Badgers who have several players with 20 or more points, you can't really double team any of those particular players. You don't have enough players on the ice. How do you hold them off from getting much scoring?
Well, again, it's a challenge on the road because he's going to have last change. We certainly tried to have our more veteran lines, out there against him. And then again, it's a combination of everybody on the ice playing together. And obviously, if we have the puck and we're in their zone, they're playing defense. That's what we want to try to do, Kelly. We want to force them. Because you expend energy when you're playing defense, and so we need to do that more often. It's too many one and duns for us, where we get the puck in, maybe have one shot, and then out it goes, or we'd get the puck deep, but we couldn't get our forecheck going, and out it goes. So again, we need to spend more time in the offensive zone. Emma's just going through some scenarios where we were just a little flat-footed, standing, allowing one player to maybe cover two people, and we've got to get all five players moving in the offensive zone and try to create more zone time, which would really, really help.
When you've got a 3-on-3 overtime, what's the strategy for you, Coach?
Well, we've tended to go with 2-4s in defense, but again, it's really important. It's man on man, and we got ourselves in trouble a few times where we had a bad line change on one, and another one where our forward kind of got caught, took a big turn, and the defenseman, the player she was checking, made a pass and then just jumped right by her. She wound up getting a really good opportunity on Hannah. So it's man on man, and then again, puck possession. We stress it. We want to possess the puck. You don't want to just dump it because you're just giving the puck away. So you have to be smart on your changes. You have to be smart with your decisions with the puck. And we had some chances. We had a 3-on-2 where it was Gabby and Paige and Taylor Larson. And I don't know if Gabby didn't see Taylor coming down the slot, but she threw a pass across to Paige, and Paige maybe didn't realize she had a lot of net to shoot at, and they tried to make another pass, and it wound up leaving the zone. We never even got a shot. So, you know, a lot of it, you know, it's certainly there's going to be some luck involved, but, you know, we've done an awful lot of it in practice that I think the players feel comfortable in terms of what they have to do.
You take a point from Wisconsin in the shootout. They win the shootout, but how hard is it on these players, especially you, coach, trying to pick a shootout skater and then for them not to take it too personally?
Yeah, well, you know, explain to them again today that the game is a tie. The only reason we do a shootout is for the extra point for league purposes, but otherwise it's a tie. It goes in the books as a tie. It's the extra point, and it's not an easy situation to be in. And I told the players, if you shoot and you come up empty, you can't feel like you let the team down, because that's not the case at all. You're there for a reason. And I told them we do a showdown every Thursday, and there are certain players that have a tendency to be really successful, and those are the players that we're going to pick. And that's why we had Grayson and Alyssa and Claudia, because they've all done really, really well in every shootout. You know, they're usually advancing into a second, maybe even a third round, or they've won it. So, you know, I mentioned that just to give everybody a little more impetus. Hey, I want to do better in a shootout. So, you know, it's certainly you know, every now and then you just get lucky.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, you know, like I mentioned, the team, we've kicked the proverbial hornet's nest. We got to be ready, because they're going to come out. I'm sure they're going to try to come out and you know, get after us right off the bat. So we have to be ready when the puck drops. That's number one. We got to be on our toes. If we can win the draw, the perfect start for us would be to win that opening draw, get the puck in deep, spend some time in the offensive zone. You know, yesterday, the first 15 minutes, I think shots were 5-3. It was a great pace, you know, and that's we need that. We need something similar. So, like I just mentioned to him, you got to stay in the moment, and the moment is your shift at that time. You know, that's the key. Just be, stay in the moment, have a good start, and all the other things we talked about yesterday, you know, managing the puck and trying to keep numbers above the puck. I mean, that's all going to come into play today for sure.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thank you very much.